I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Trump's choice to lead the Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane, says he will keep politics out of the job.
The nation and the Constitution all require a nonpartisan military.
Kane stopped short of criticizing top leaders for using a signal chat to discuss plans for an attack against Yemen's Houthi rebels. He told senators during questioning he always communicates in proper channels. This is Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed.
I trust that you understand the fraught situation within which you have been nominated to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. In this regard, your distinguished record of service is encouraging.
While Kane would be the military's top uniformed officer, his chief duty would be serving as the president's primary military advisor. He has more than 2,800 flying hours in the F-16 and has earned the Distinguished Flying Cross and Bronze Star Medal with Bronze Oak Leaf Cluster, among other awards. I'm Ed Donahue.